It is Friday, May 24th, 2019. Words. If anybody at all is paying attention to what is going on around them in this stinking present evil world, here in the United States especially, they will see that mischievous madness is permeating everyone's stinking brains and coming out of their mouths. The Lord Jesus Christ made it very clear. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. Cannot. Impossible. The United States here yesterday, I just listened in amazement, and it takes an awful lot to shock me. When that stinking, ugly Italian wench, that ugly ass Nancy Pelosi, says the president is involved in a cover-up. No, she only said that after meeting with all of the communist, liberal, scumbag Democrats who want to impeach Donald Trump for nothing. They just hate him because Satan hates him. Because if this country gets better, it makes it better in an atmosphere to be learning the Holy Scriptures. And it thwarts Satan's course. This world is on a course, the course of this world, in what he wants to do. So all of these freaks get together with Nancy Pelosi and she caves in and comes out singing a different tune, says the president is involved in a cover-up. And then what happens? Oh, yeah. They go and meet with President Trump, who then cancels their infrastructure meeting. He was calm. He did it very directly. The freak Pelosi then comes out and says he was throwing a temper tantrum, pounding on the table and yelling. She is a liar, because then President Trump has a news conference and he calls to witness three or four members of his staff who said he was not doing that. Now, here is my point. A lying tongue hateth those that are afflicted by it. Do you get this? When someone is lying to you, the book says, God my Father says, they hate you. So someone is lying. Either the ugly wench, Roman Catholic, wicked Pelosi, or President Trump and all of his staff that he called to witness, those three or four witnesses, and he could have called more. Someone is flat lying. But this is what I'm talking about. We are at the point here to where you have the President of the United States and the Speaker of the House lying. Someone is lying. Either he threw a temper tantrum or he did not. And they are talking about temper tantrums here. It is no longer disagreements in policy. It is personal disagreements because they hate him so much. You remember this. And if a kingdom be divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. So spiritually, we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, obviously, and things are falling apart quickly. It either is going to get very good or very bad. As President Trump does all he can, it seems like, to make America great again. No, the stinking liberal Democrats, just listen to them. Just listen to them and to what they are saying. You know, all that matters is what is going on in your soul. The doctrine you have stored up in your souls, what you understand about justification and salvation, what you understand about the authorized King James Bible, the pure Cambridge edition, if you even have it. What you understand then as a believer regarding God's establishment commandment and how to read his book. And then you should be well along in getting established in the faith. But as these tumultuous times are upon us, these perilous times are upon us, and things get worse and worse and worse, with the aborticide, continued defending of aborticide, the murder of children not yet born, as that has been in the news everywhere. Yes, let's just kill children even after they are born, these murdering scumbags. And then you got that sodomite, Mayor Pete, who takes his privy member and puts it in the ass of his husband. Can you believe this? A man running for president in the United States is an admitted sodomite with a so-called husband. Let me tell you what there. You do not have a husband, you sodomite. You have a sodomite, fornicating, wicked freak. That is what you have. That is all you have. God says a husband and wife are male and female. Sodomite, you wit. And they keep touting him as if he is something. Fox News, which I do not really care about, you know, man and his news and all that, but they are even going the way of the dodo bird. You can see they are going towards the Democrats. That Chris Wallace, that scumbag, holds a town hall with the sodomite. What the heck is going on here? I can tell you what is going on here. The results of sin. Yep. It is real simple. The United States cannot stand because they are not united. All that really matters is what is in your soul. All of the fake preachers out there. The losers, the heretics, by the thousands, these fake preachers damning all of your ignorant, dumbass souls to hell because you believe their twaddle, their lies, the dung that spews out of their mouths. I will continue to pastor right here in Pekin, Indiana, real souls, not like these fakers on YouTube, or not like the ones who have all of these people meet them in a building twice a week. No, this is my family here. We get together as family, the Church of the Living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. On this website here, all you got to do is go to the video tab. There are hundreds of time past videos hated by Christianity because it tells the truth about those scumbags. Keep laughing, keep mocking, keep enjoying your sin. All of you, thrown into the pit of hell, when you die, your soul's right there. You fake so-called Christians, the Zachy Gerties of the world, you scumbag up there. All of you, you're a bunch of scumbags. Well, Linda, you fat pig blob. You know what? It is just getting so without remedy. Without remedy. Nobody cares. God cares. And if you think that your sin will continue on without consequence, you are so deceived. I cannot help you. Hellfire awaits your ignorant asses. All of you. I will continue, like I said, to pastor and teach or write the Holy Scriptures here to the souls here and to the souls around this earth and the Scriptures Alone Bible School. And to all of you losers who could not endure sound doctrine because you did not want to endure sound doctrine because you hate the truth and you love your sin, you quitters, you fakers. The day will come when all of you saved, so-called fakers who are not saved, and all of you other slobs and pigs, you worthless pieces of dung, worthless, no profit in you at all, who are mocking God's book and everything like that, the day will come when your stinking souls are screaming in the flames of hell,
And then you will go to the great white throne judgment, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And that is where you will be cast to burn in conscious torment, screaming, wailing, and gnashing your teeth forever and ever. Just deserts for a lifetime of sin and a lifetime of the rejection of the truth. You all deserve each other. Enjoy it. Enjoy your sin now. Enjoy it, because you will pay when you die. Scumbag idiots.